I translated that in 1981. No, I'm sorry, 83. I translated that.
Srila Prabhupada, this poetry goes as, "Adore, adore you all the happy day." Srila Prabhupada wrote the following poem in February 1935 on the occasion of the Vaspuja celebration of his spiritual master Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It delighted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, especially the sixth stanza, which he felt captured the essence of his preaching against the Mayavadis. After reading this poem, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was specially keen that Srila Prabhupada preach and write in English. Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1935, that was the last Vyas Puja of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. "Adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. O my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light up thy candle. Struggle for existence, a human race. The only hope, his divine grace. Misled we are, all going astray. Save us, Lord, our fervent pray. Wander the ways to turn our face. Adore thy feet, your divine grace. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen soul, paying most heavy, the illusion's toll. Darkness around, all untress. The only hope, his divine grace. Message of service thou hast brought, a healthful life as Chaitanya wrought. Unknown to all, it's full of bliss. That's your gift, your divine grace. Absolute is sentient. Thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. This gives us a life, a new and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mace. Save me a fallen, your divine grace. The line of service, as drawn by you, is pleasing and healthy like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress, miracle done, your divine grace. Srila Prabhupada ki. So every year some devotees are asked to write the introduction to the Vyas Puja book and the meaning of Vyas Puja. So the introduction of Vyas Puja was written by our god brother Dravida Prabhu. So I'll read that one, and then I will read also the meaning of Vyas Puja, which was written by our god sister Daiva Shakti Devi Dasi. Introduction to Vyas Puja book. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami states that the first element of the process of devotional service is Guru Padashraya, taking shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. As a practical matter, the first expression of this surrender is when one offers obeisances, bowing down fully in Dandavat Pranams. Likewise, every homage in Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja book begins with the offering of obeisances, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Namaste Saraswati Devi. But what is the deep meaning of the word Nama in these verses? The Padma Puran states, Aham Kritir Ma Karah Syan Na Karas Tan Nishedhakah Tashmat Tu Namasa Kshetri Satayan Tram Pratishiddhayate. The syllable ma indicates false ego, which is negated by the syllable na. Thus, by offering obeisances, one denies his independence as possessor of his material body. So each offering begins with the offering of one's very body, mind, words and heart to Srila Prabhupada. On the foundation of sincere obeisances, the edifice of one's devotional service is built. Likewise, the remainder of each homage here, the glorification, prayer, expressions of gratitude, yearly reports of service rendered, rests on this foundation as well. Some highlights this year include a moving report from Radhanath Swami about a wonderful, courageous devotee in Mumbai who risked his life to save Srila Prabhupada's dear disciple Shamsundar Das, who needed a partial liver transplant to avoid imminent death. Gopinath Prabhu, Radhanath Maharaj is writing, Gopinath Prabhu was the first to spontaneously come forward. However, he entrusted the final decision to his wife, Parijata Devi, who was mother to his 2-year-old son, Rasanath. Was she willing to risk the fate of widowhood with a baby at such a young age? Parijata Devi's appeal was firm. In your lifetime, there may never again be such an opportunity to please Srila Prabhupada. We have been taught that to be the servant of his servant is the way to his intimate blessings. She consented. What an example of sincere obeisances, offering up one's body in service to the Guru and those dear to him. Another highlight, this time from the homage authored by Bhakti Vishramba Madhav Swami. In 1975, you instructed your disciple Rishikeshananda Das about how to attain perfection. The conversation, absent from the Vedavis, was related to me by your disciple Dinabandhu Prabhu. Rishikeshananda asked Srila Prabhupada, how are we to attain perfection after your departure? You replied, when you chant Harinam purely, then the sun of love of Godhead will rise up in your heart. You will then see everything clearly, as when the sun rises in the morning sky. You will see Krishna and you will see yourself, your spiritual body, and I'll be there and will instruct you. Amazing what unexpected jewels you will find in this vast puja book. This little passage from the homage offered by the devotees of Hong Kong typifies the sincere prayers found in so many offerings. Srila Prabhupada, O Kalpa Vriksha, O great servant of the lotus feet of the Lord, we sincerely beg your kind forgiveness for all the offenses we have committed unto the holy name, the devotees, Lord Sri Krishna, the holy land and the scriptures. We beg your mercy so we may awaken from ignorance and be able to remember our role as Lord Krishna's humble servants. In this way, we can serve you, the Lord, the spiritual master, and all devotees. Srila Prabhupada, O ocean of mercy, Lord of the master of the fallen soul, please kindly continue to guide us so we may please you. Please tell us how we can focus our hearts and minds on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And please bless us so that we may continue your mission of spreading the holy names of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world. And finally, the last stanza of Kushakrata Prabhu's Ashtaka to Srila Prabhupada, offered first in 1980 Vyas Puja book, versified from our humble self, the final obeisances. An ocean of compassion he has taken shelter of Sri Nanda's son with all his being in everlasting love. He lives on by his teachings. With the followers he remains. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Dravida Dwas, Vyas Puja book editor. So now I'll read the meaning of Vyas Puja. Srila Prabhupada often used the analogy of an ambassador when describing the spiritual master. As an ambassador is shown all respect due to his post, the spiritual master is respected as we would respect God due to his function as the Supreme Lord's representative. The etiquette of honoring the spiritual master, however, is not a dogmatic social convention like those practiced in the political scene. The bona fide spiritual master is not an ordinary human being. His qualities are all transcendental to the modes of material nature, and by those qualities, he endears himself to his disciples and helps them develop their love for him and for Sri Krishna. Although how he does this may not always be apparent, there are times when one can peep into the spiritual dimension and appreciate the spiritual master's uncommon nature. Such a circumstance occurred with Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan on Janmashtami night, August 18, 1974. Srila Prabhupada was visibly ill, but he still insisted on greeting the governor and other dignitaries in the unfinished Krishna Balaram temple. Despite extreme inconvenience, Srila Prabhupada spoke publicly that night and then returned to his room, barely able to walk without assistance. Not understanding Srila Prabhupada's fragile condition while he was at the temple, I entered his room and placed my gifts on his desk for his Vyas Puja celebration the next day. When he returned to his room, I went into the garden and looked through Prabhupada's window, hoping to see him enjoy the gifts. Instead, what I saw gripped my heart with fear. Srila Prabhupada had collapsed across the ashram and lay with his head motionless against the pillow. He looked feverish and weak. With no strength to move, I quickly ran to tell Prabhupada's servant of his serious condition. The next day, Srila Prabhupada was too weak to attend his Vyas Puja ceremony. All his disciples chanted and prayed for his recovery while going through the formalities of Vyas Puja. Srila Prabhupada was the person to whom we had given our life, the person who had given us life. Despite our deep love for Prabhupada, however, we could do nothing more than pray for him that day. 24-hour kirtan commenced in temple around the world as Srila Prabhupada's condition worsened. Amazingly, despite Prabhupada's ill health, he dutifully sent letters to various devotees who had given him gifts and written homages to his Vyas Puja. We each received the same letter. I beg to thank you for your kind appreciation on the Vyas Puja day. Your sentiments are appreciated by me. It is stated by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, it is only by pleasing the spiritual master that one can be assured of pleasing Krishna. So my only request to my disciples all over the world on this day is to go on pushing on this movement with determination and sincerity, rigidly following the principles I have given you. I hope this meets you in good health. Your ever-well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. I venture to call this letter the Vyaspuja Sutra because it describes the essential meaning of Vyaspuja, our relationship with Srila Prabhupada, our service to him, and the ultimate goal of that service. In this year's Vyaspuja book, one will find innumerable offerings, but one will also sense an underlying theme, a thread of sentiment running through all of them, one of love and appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. From the incidents of Janmashtami and Vyaspuja in 1974, we learn just how determined and selfless Srila Prabhupada is and why he is worshipable. Our debt to him is way beyond our ability to repay. As Srila Prabhupada wrote in his Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7.148 purport, each and every member of this society was rescued from a very abominable condition, but now they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. Let us therefore keep pushing on this movement with determination and sincerity, rigidly following the principles Srila Prabhupada has given us to attain the goal of pleasing Krishna. As most unqualified, wretched, and fallen recipients of Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, let us seriously try to please him by following his instructions carefully. Daiva Shakti Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's Vyaspuja Mahatsav Ki.
Jaya.
Amader mandir offering ache ki? Mandir theke kichu pathabo. Next year make it a point. Okay, so now I will read my offering, or should I keep it for the last? Okay. My dearest Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. When you gave me initiation, I was serving you as your personal servant. And since I had to be with you all the time, I could not go out to collect Guru Dakshina to offer you. In the evening, the newly initiated devotees came to you to offer their Guru Dakshina, and I realized what a mistake I had made. When everyone left, I expressed my terrible feeling of guilt and embarrassment to you for not offering any Guru Dakshina. In your usual kind and affectionate way, you said, "You offered yourself. That is the best way to pay your Guru Dakshina." With my heart steeped in feeling of fulfillment and gratitude, I offered my obeisances to you, saying, "Srila Prabhupada, I offer myself to you. Please accept me." When I got up, I saw that you are looking at me with an affectionate smile on your face, and my heart began to dance with joy. Since then, my life has been inundated with your abundant mercy. You allowed me to serve you in the most intimate way, gave me the opportunity to be with you all the time, expressed your trust in me, and eventually claim me as your exclusive property by giving me sannyas. My good fortune started when I met you for the first time. Your divine grace asked me to translate your books into Bengali. I was told that you are very particular about the translation of your books into Bengali. Therefore, you did not want just anyone to translate them. What pious act I must have performed in the past that gave me this inconceivable good fortune. The first book you wanted me to translate was the Bhagavad Gita. And throughout the day, I used to just translate and then read the work to you. You would correct me whenever it was necessary and praise me when it satisfied you. In this way, you taught me how to render this service. The devotees used to eulogize my good fortune, saying that I had become an object of your special mercy. In those days, translating your books was my only service. After translating the Bhagavad Gita, the Nectar of Devotion, the Science of Self-Realization and Krishna book, I was thinking of translating Srimad Bhagavatam. But some devotees suggested that I translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and offer it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his 500th appearance anniversary festival in 1986. I managed to complete it in time, but unfortunately, that year ISKCON went through some major crisis, and as a result, in 1987, the GBC body was restructured and I had to join the body as a member. That extremely demanding managerial responsibility practically halted my translation work. Although my days were packed with endless activities, at the end of the day I would feel as if I had done nothing because I did not translate your books. Finally, in 1993, I resolved that I would complete the translation of your Srimad Bhagavatam, the last book left to translate, as my offering to you on your centennial in 1996. Many devotees expressed their doubts that I could accomplish such a task in such a short time. Some even told me that it would be impossible to translate 30 volumes in just 3 years. But by your causeless mercy, that apparently impossible task was accomplished. I not only managed to translate the books, but I also got them printed before your centennial. In 1995, when the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam was completed, I decided to make a TV serial on your life called Abhay Charan. And this telecasting started in the Indian National TV channel the day after your centennial celebration. Although initially I thought it would take 2 years to complete, eventually it took me 8 years to complete. It was indeed a mega series, and I had to shoot all over the world. In 2004, you brought me to Ujjain to engage in a massive project that would spread over hundreds of acres of land. It began with the construction of a temple for their lordship, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, and you completed that marble masterpiece in less than 10 months. Now that the ashram and the guest house are complete, you are about to start the construction of a 15-story IT park, then a spiritual theme park, a film studio, a 3D animation studio, an international residential school, a flight training academy, an Ayurvedic and Nature Cure hospital. The list goes on endlessly. You are a pure devotee of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, you are empowered by Him, and nothing is impossible for you. You will make all these wonderful things happen. It is through these achievements all over the world that your ISKCON movement will spread to every town and village, fulfilling the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please allow me to become an insignificant instrument in your hands. Then I know my existence will find its true purpose and my life will become successful. On this most auspicious day, Srila Prabhupada, this is my only prayer at your lotus feet, aspiring to remain your humble servant eternally, Bhakti Charu Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. So now I'll request His Grace Radhacharan Prabhu. To. No, you do. He'll do it later. Radhacharan. Whatever is convenient. Standing up or sitting down, whatever is convenient for you. Maybe you can come here, then you can see Srila Prabhupada. Put the microphone here. Stanton. Give him an asan to sit down. Kill asan, I'll asan me.
But I'm going to be a sister of Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances at the Lotus Feet. All apologies to your divine name. Krishna, this is simply a word or a name for Master. But this is not simply an ordinary word or name. But the three ornamental Krishna is equal to nothing in whole creation. This is the priest jewel of all jewels, material or spiritual, now in communication, Chaitanya or Sankara. And you have distributed Krishna, the reservoir of all lust and pleasure, so profusely. And indiscriminate that nobody could or can have a king or a king. You are the Vidadana, because you are the richest among the richest, and not the miser, but a real and true broad-minded Mahatma. All the revelations have been designated to so many stands that they have lost their credibility or lose their scope of greatness. But you are absolutely surrendered. The unlimited Supreme Lord thus possesses all the unlimited qualities in unlimited extent. Thus you have exhibited that you are an absolute transparent instrument of Lord Adhavodhis and Lord Balasundra. If we have ourselves as an insignificant servant of your esteemed service, O dear Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhagavatam states that Maharaj Parikshit increased the capacity of the Pandav dynasty. How could the reputation of such an exalted lineage be at all increased? It was apparently impossible. But Maharaj Parikshit was so late that he did it. He was proud of his forefathers and was always careful so as to maintain their good name. By remaining an ideal Krishna consciousness, Maharaj Parikshit knew that not only were the Pandavas themselves great, but they were also produce great descendants. Similarly, devotees in a great parampara have a responsibility to increase the prestige of the Rishikesh succession, or at least to not degrade it. The lineage of Guru Ji Narottam Pati Vinod Pati Siddhanta Swami have no brother or close competitor in the universe. To increase the prestige of Gauri Vaishnava Sampradaya was practically impossible. But you did it. You increase the prestige of all preceptors